Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Adrian Puren, the acting executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor, thank you for chatting to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon, and to your listeners as well. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of the show.
So, Prof, we're going to get to talk about recent events in a moment, but I just want to set the context for it and establish a bit of background. Where are we in terms of this third wave? Are we coming off the highs? Are things improving somewhat, or were they?
Yes, I think overall, I think that when you look at provinces such as Gauteng, the Northern Cape, Free State, Northwest, we certainly are seeing at least that we've reached the peak and seeing some declines, maybe not to the same extent in the Free State. Whereas I think in the case of the Western Cape, there still seems to be an incline, but the possibility is there that it may too be reaching a plateau. Whereas I think KwaZulu-Natal, it's difficult to say. I think that was probably the most affected province in terms of the events last week. So I think it's difficult to interpret the numbers there and the
so
the,
that's where trajectory. I was going with this is what is the impact, if any, of the rioting last week? Do you expect to see a surge? Is this going to negatively impact us all?
I would think that that's something difficult to speculate on. I think we can have some ideas depending on the extent of events. So if you're looking at those events that occurred in terms of the civil unrest, I think, you know, the factors are, for example, close contact, the not wearing of masks, the droplet distribution and so forth. So those may well contribute to infections, but it becomes very difficult to know whether that will be the case. And as I said in my one comment, that paradoxically, there may have also been a decrease in mobility as well. So that may also have affected the numbers of cases. And of course, the other factor is that if people did not have transport, if they were unwell, may have not reached hospitals, may have not gone for testing. So it's really a difficult picture in terms of the areas that were most markedly affected. And I think that would be probably Durban, for example, whereas I think Johannesburg, to a lesser extent. And I think that's why I think KwaZulu-Natal, it's a bit more difficult to say what's actually happening there. So we may see some spikes possibly, but yeah, difficult.
You've kind of addressed the issue of contact and mask wearing and proximity and all that. The rioting and looting, the effect that that had on the vaccine rollout, do you think that is significant in any way?
I think it did have an effect, but my sense is looking at the numbers that they're probably gone up to the levels that we expect to see, or the, you know, the sort of average numbers that we're currently observing. So I don't think it's had, I'm sure that there were centers and areas that have been affected. But I think the overall picture that is not a markedly significant one, unless I've, you know, the figures that I have are not, you know, correct or in line with what's actually happening in the field as such. Yes.
And then, Prof, just because it's topical, I think Boris Johnson pretty much opened up the UK. I think it was termed Freedom Day, and yet they were having infections in the 40,000s, I think, daily.
Yes.
Wise move or silly move?
I'm not going to comment on the type of movement.
Yeah, there'll be persona non grata next time you land in Heathrow. Probably makes
indeed,
sense.
Yes. But, yes. I don't know if this is a, I know Sweden was one example. I think we always looked to Sweden as the sort of model for doing things so differently to the rest of the world, but it had implications. So I think many scientists, epidemiologists have also expressed concerns about what effect this will have. I think the one advantage, though, is that is they do have had extensive vaccine programs, but I think we're still seeing hospitalizations, and the Delta variant is certainly a contributor to that. But we just need to see what the outcomes are in terms of hospitalizations and death. I think the question is, what is society willing to accept? In terms of those numbers, in terms of hospital services and deaths. I think, you know, I think the UK was particularly affected by the mortality figures. So I think this particular question, I think, will rear its head again in terms of what will be acceptable. And as you know, the UK [S2] Yeah. [S1] Has done multiple U-turns very often. So, and as you know, Boris Johnson has made certain U-turns already around the
need
for passports and so forth.
Thank you for your input this afternoon. Much appreciated.